No, I don't think it's a contradiction. You're right that she was elected, at least in part, due to concerns over the previous administration's approach to China, concerns that China was gaining undue influence in Taiwan. Tsai Ing-wen and the DPP recognize that the relationship with China is extremely important. They're an important trade partner. Chinese businesses invest a lot of money in the mainland. But at the same time, they're going to be more cautious in how they approach that relationship.
And how will they be more cautious, do you think?
One of the ways they're going to do this is by being more transparent than the previous administration was in how they deal with China. So there's new legislation now which will provide for legislative oversight of the cross-strait relationship and oversight over any future bilateral agreements that the administration may pursue.
Well, meanwhile, shortly after the inauguration, China issued a statement. Its Taiwan Affairs Office said it warned Taiwan against pursuing independence. Could this be seen as Beijing trying to contain this new administration?
Sure. Ever since Tsai Ing-wen was elected and even prior to that, Beijing has been making strong statements, threatening statements about what Tsai Ing-wen should and should not do. Beijing certainly wants to box her in, wants to limit her options, wants to feel that any steps towards more formalized independence, any steps towards greater engagement with the international community won't happen without Chinese acquiescence, and that China will require Taiwan to behave in a certain way if it wants to achieve, again, a greater position on the international stage.
All this is happening as there are increasing tensions in the South China Sea, and there have also been tensions in the East China Sea as well. This situation, this international situation in the Pacific, will be something that that Tsai Ing-wen will have to be dealing with in the coming months and years.
That's right. It's an increasingly challenging security environment in Asia, not just for Taiwan, but for all of America's friends and allies. But Taiwan here is particularly challenged in dealing with what we can call a more assertive and in some ways a more aggressive China, because it doesn't have the sorts of relationships that it would like to have with countries like Japan and the Philippines and others in Asia. Due to successful Chinese diplomacy, Taiwan is very limited in the sorts of relationships it has with other U.S. allies. That's something that could change with American leadership. But absent that, Taiwan is going to feel isolated in this environment, which is increasingly fraught.